Well, for many people in the country, this is a four-day work week, but that doesn't mean that there's not lots of things to get done, and so we have your agenda. Today, we're joined by Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
And to you, Charlie Herman, economics editor for both The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
So let's begin with some of the people who probably most famously have a lot of work to do after their three-day holiday, and that's Congress.
Yeah, more than a three-day holiday. They come back to a lot of things on their agenda to deal
with. Well, no. They were never in recess.
That's true. Well, that's going to be debated, obviously. We'll figure out whether or not they really were in recess or not. But when they officially come back all together in both houses, they have a lot to do with it.
Well, there's all this stuff they've put off.
Well, I mean, they had a two-month extension to the payroll tax cut, to the unemployment benefits. That's one of the first things they're going to have to deal with, as well as this debt ceiling debate. Guess what? That's back. The president has submitted an increase to the debt ceiling. Congress can vote against it. The president can veto it, and it can still be raised. But this is clearly just sort of setting up for what's going to be a really contentious year on Capitol Hill and at the White House in the middle of an election season. We've been talking a lot about this. Now we're really going to start seeing it. It's like all these things that we put away during the holiday to sort of focus on other things. Now they're all coming back. They haven't been dealt with.
Put away our childish things. But, you know, Charlie says this year's going to be contentious, which, of course, would make it so different from last year, right?
Right.
The Congress lately has been delaying a lot of things. Are they going to have to delay again, you think, or they're finally going to come to a decision?
I got a feeling that there will be some political machinations having some impact on debt reduction. I think they're going to have to do something about the extension of the payroll tax cut. I mean, something has to happen. So we'll see that. But they're going to move. They have other areas to move into, and I hope it doesn't get overshadowed by debt ceiling, debt reduction.
What other areas do you mean?
Well, for the internet privacy bills that are before Congress, I'm so sorry, are very important right now. Stop Online Privacy Act, the Protect IP Privacy Act are going to be voted on pretty close to when both houses are back in full session. And these were really promoted by entertainment companies and the Google kind of companies worried about piracy, really, stopping people from just ripping off stuff that, you know, does not belong to them. However, now with so much public opposition to this, with people pointing out that a kid singing a song by Beyonce could be maybe having to pay some big fines or go to jail or whatever, something has to happen. I don't know how the bills will end up. In the end, because they have to marry so many of the details of it. But for right now, there is big opposition publicly, and it seems to be still some support from the entertainment companies. Whatever happens here will impact the world, because it's clear that the U.S. will set a standard that others will follow. So this is a very important, these are very important bills and need to be taken seriously. The other one, the post office, and I'm very concerned about this. They've put off moving on this until May. The Postmaster General had come up with some very harsh cuts to save money, and they put it off till May, said, no, let's take a closer look at it. Now there are six bills at least floating around that may shut down the post offices on Saturday. They may close all kinds of post offices. They may close mail sorting, not to mention massive layoffs. Nobody knows what the end will be, but something is going to happen. And that, Harry Reid has said from the Senate, is a bill that he wants to see, or legislation that he wants to see, handle fairly quickly after they come back.
All right. Well, we're about to go into heavy, heavy earnings seasons here, Charlie. And, you know, this is
light earnings. Forgetting.
Heavy earnings reports, whether they're heavy earnings, we'll find out, huh? So, I mean, what are we expecting from some of these corporations when we get their earnings reports?
Well, this week in particular is going to be a lot about the banks. JPMorgan Chase, the nation's largest bank, reported earnings on Friday. And they were up for the year, but they were down for the last quarter. And there were some troubling signs there. So there's a lot of worry this week about how will Bank of America America and Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, what will theirs look like? And what does that, what scene does that sort of set going ahead? Because if they're not making loans, if they're not making profits, I mean, as much as we pillory Wall Street, it is really important that Wall Street function properly to make sure that the economy is growing. So we'll be paying a lot of attention there. It's hard to say. It's not expected to be great. There have been a lot of layoffs. It's the sense that it may be smaller, profits may be smaller, and bonuses may be smaller, but it still needs to function. And that's the question that people are really going to be looking at, is how well is it doing what it's supposed to do?
All right. Well, there's another thing where we need to know if it's doing what it's supposed to do. And I guess that's the GOP nomination race, right, Callie? I mean, we need to find out if they're finally narrowing it down. I mean, it is narrowing, right? I mean, John Huntsman expected to drop out in the race. Does that strengthen all this talk about Mitt Romney as inevitable?
Well, you know, I wonder about that, because I wonder if an endorsement from Huntsman, which is expected, is good for him. He got the endorsement from the state, the largest newspaper in South Carolina. You know, nothing happened there. We are talking about mostly evangelical voters in South Carolina. It does make it a little harder, actually, for Romney. The more people in the race, and presuming that John Huntsman was going to take off some people, that would be better for him. He has a straight shot to victory. So the fewer people, actually, harder for him. And because they've had such contentious back and forth during some of the earlier debates, maybe a lot of people are wondering, okay, does Huntsman really support Romney? What does that really mean? I don't know. And does that contribute to Romney's, given Huntsman's more moderate stance, if you're going to put it like that, does that contribute to people's confusion about whether he's a true conservative or not? I will be very interested to see how the realignment, if at all, happens tonight on the first GOP debate in South Carolina.
And whether or not we get a good turnout in South Carolina. I mean, this divide may just end up meaning that more people stay home.
Or does he become the inevitable candidate, but that he doesn't motivate the base, the Republican base, during the actual general
to get them
election
out to the
polls. Get them out to
McCain.
Vote?
Well, McCain.
Yes, that's the thing. Then they won't go out to the polls, as Celeste is saying. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out, won't we, by Saturday. I assume that if Mitt Romney runs away with the South Carolina, he would be inevitable. Yeah, Callie?
Well, he definitely will. Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston, and Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC Radio. Thanks, guys, and happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.